Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. I'm Papa Rick. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And with Thanksgiving being over, it means that Christmas is just around the corner. So we're going to start off now with some Christmas stories. First one is The Lost Letter to Santa by Mary B. Skippy was a squirrel who lived in a big oak tree in the Luckett's front yard. Skippy loved the Luckett's. They were very friendly. Their daughter Amelia always fed the birds, and in the winter she put out dried corn for Skippy and his friends Scamper, a chipmunk who burrowed in the ground below Skippy's tree. One day as Skippy collected acorns, the mailman arrived. He took a letter from the Luckett's mailbox, lowered the red flag, and placed their daily mail inside. As the truck pulled away, Skippy noticed something laying against the front curb. Skippy scurried over to see what had fallen to the curb. It was a letter addressed to the North Pole from Amelia Luckett to none other than Santa Claus himself. A letter to Santa? This was important. If Santa didn't get the letter, how could he know what Amelia wanted? And if Santa didn't know what Amelia wanted, how could he deliver it on Christmas Eve? Skippy loved Christmas. He loved the decorations and the lights. Best of all, he enjoyed the holiday treats that Amelia left. Carrot strips, apple slices, even grapes. Everyone loves Christmas. But how would Amelia feel if Christmas morning came with no gift from Santa? Dry leaves skittered across the letter as Skippy watched the wind blow it down the street. I must do something, he thought. But what? Skippy took the letter and ran to Scamper, who was busily storing food for winter. Look, he said, Amelia's letter to Santa. I found it against the curb underneath the leaves. Scamper agreed that this was indeed a serious problem. Amelia's letter had to be delivered, and he and Skippy had to do it together. After a shared meal of nuts and mushrooms, Skippy and Scamper set out. As they traveled north, the air grew colder. Just when it seemed the two could hardly go on, they met Ruby, a friendly cardinal who was most surprised to see a squirrel carrying a letter. What are you two doing with that letter? She asked. We're going to the North Pole to deliver a lost letter to Santa, said Scamper. But we're beginning to lose hope of ever getting there. A letter to Santa? Don't give up, said Ruby. I'll lead you there. But I don't suppose you can fly. No, said Skippy. We can't. Ruby felt sorry for the two furry friends. Of course not, she said. Still, it's only another day or so. First, let me help you find a snack. Encouraged and fed, Scamper and Skippy followed Ruby as she patiently flew a little distance, waited, and then flew a little distance more. In just 2 days, they arrived at Santa's home. Skippy was relieved, but a little sad too. Now he and Scamper would never make it home for Christmas. Ruby sang at the Claus's front door. What a beautiful song, remarked Mrs. Claus. I wonder who it is. She opened the door to the sight of Ruby, Scamper, and Skippy, who held the damp, tattered envelope in his paws. Special delivery, said Skippy. A letter from Santa. Oh my, said Mrs. Claus. Do come in. You must have come quite a long way. But couldn't the letter have been mailed to the North Pole? It was supposed to be, answered Skippy, but it fell against the curb. I see, said Mrs. Claus. Then you may well have saved someone's Christmas. Santa, she called. When Santa came, Mrs. Claus handed him the letter. Skippy explained again the reason for their visit. Ho, 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 laughed Santa boisterously, taking the letter. It seems the three of you are quite the Christmas elves. Oh, not me, protested Ruby. I joined only at the end of their journey. They're the real elves. They came from far, far away. Come, said Mrs. Claus. You must be hungry. She filled them with nuts, seeds, fruit, and of course cookies and cocoa for the dessert. Skippy and Scamper were glad to have a delicious meal before their journey home, and Santa's home was so merry that they couldn't help but feel rather merry themselves. Thank you, friends, said Skippy. You've been so kind, but we must go. We have the return journey ahead of us. I'll go with you, said Ruby. She hated to see them leave. Oh, that won't be necessary, boomed Santa cheerfully. Your journey can wait. Christmas is just around the corner, and my route just happens to go right by the Luckett house. I can sure use the company of three good elves. Really? Asked Skippy and Scamper in unison. Really, said Santa. And Ruby, you'll ride along too, of course. A Christmas Eve ride in Santa's sleigh seemed to be too good to be true. Please do stay, said Mrs. Claus. You saved Christmas for Amelia Luckett. Let Santa save Christmas for you. They couldn't refuse, and you can be sure, as they slept that night in the soft little beds that Mrs. Claus prepared, they were the three happiest Christmas elves ever to be found. The end. Thanks for listening to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. Sleep tight. Good night.